From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for the 27th day of September 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day today with a high near 70 degrees. There'll be a calm wind becoming north at 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 48. We'll run down the forecast for the weekend and back to work Monday in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, Cairo holds a public hearing on the new zoning law. Jessica Mosier is reporting in the Daily Mail, Cairo residents had the opportunity to voice their concerns and ask questions about the town of Cairo draft zoning law at a public hearing on Wednesday. The meeting was led by Town Supervisor Ted Banta and Town Board Member John Lyons. More than a dozen individuals spoke and concerns were expressed about the designation of residential and commercial areas, the way residential acreage was divided, the complexity of the law, the restrictions placed on various areas, and what was believed to be the overall constrictive nature of the proposed law. Many also requested the town board hold a second public hearing. A PDF of the draft zoning law, as well as associated supporting materials, are available on the Town of Cairo website. That's at www.townofcairo.com. You can also hear the full public hearing here on the WGXC archives. That story reported by WGXC's own Galen Joseph Hunter. Revenue from the Hudson Sewer Plant is over budget. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that Hudson's two-year-old sewer plant is a bigger revenue generator than predicted. Public Works Commissioner Rob Perry told the Common Council Public Works Committee on Wednesday he budgeted $45,000 in revenue for all of 2013, but the plant took in more than $16,000 in August alone. So far this year, the plant has earned more than $100,000. The revenue comes from haulers who offload their septic waste into the city's plant. The proceeds will be used to fund sewer equipment purchases and sewer infrastructure projects. The department is projecting a $5 million budget for the coming year. You'll find that full story in today's Register Star. Finally, in Copeg, the Democrats have chosen their candidates. The Columbia paper is reporting that the Copeg Democrats, at a caucus earlier this month, chose candidates for three seats in the November 5th local elections. Incumbent Town Justice Brian Herman was endorsed. The caucus also chose incumbent Gene Mettler and political newcomer Matt Kane for the town board. Herman is a practicing attorney and seeking his second term as town justice. Kane is a 17-year Copeg resident and a certified public accountant. Mettler is the town's deputy supervisor and has been a member of the Copeg Town Board since 2012. She formerly served as chair of the town's Comprehensive Planning Committee from 2008 to 2011. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Well, it is a gorgeously sunny day out today. The National Weather Service is predicting that it will remain mostly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 48. For Saturday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a low around 48. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Sunday night, clear with a low around 47. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50. Sunrise today was at 6:49 a.m. and will set at 6:42 p.m. The length of the day, 11 hours and 53 minutes, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 27th day of September 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.